Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you." Then Solomon said, "You have shown great loving kindness to your servant David, my father, according as he walked before you in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward you. And you have reserved for him this great loving kindness, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. Your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people who are too many to be numbered or counted. So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" It was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you. I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you all your days. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and commandments as your father David walked, then I will prolong your days."
Imagine if God showed up and said, "What do you want? Ask and I'll give it to you." How would you answer? Most of us would ask for loved ones' safety, enough money to meet our needs, or a long, healthy life. Solomon may have been tempted to name something similar, but he made a different request. What he wanted was an understanding heart, so he could serve God's people well. Solomon's life was full of personal needs and desires, not so different from our own. But when given the opportunity to ask God for anything, he prioritized the Lord's concerns. God was so pleased with the request that he gave Solomon not only wisdom, but riches and honor as well. This encounter foreshadows Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you." God won't necessarily give wealth, influence, or long life because we put his priorities first. But for those of us who are believers, he will always be faithful to provide all we need according to his purposes. Solomon's heart was set on seeking God's kingdom and righteousness, and the Lord honored that in a multitude of ways, both tangible and intangible. When we make God's priorities ours, we too are in position to see him work mightily in our life.